Hey, this is Fran. You're listening to the Enziguri Podcast, new weekly episodes.
And Marks at a Roundtable.
Every pay-per-view on SoundCloud.com.
Yeah!
Welcome to the Enziguri Podcast. I'm your host, DB Richards. Alongside Fran and special guest DWalk316, we got results, news, and much, much more tonight.
You can keep going.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Enziguri Podcast. I'm your host. Oh, fuck me, right? Did you really start?
Yeah, oh, he did.
I thought you were kidding.
No, he really did.
Oh, okay. Hey, guys. I got a question. Yeah, I mean, you know, we always talk about crazy things. You know what I mean? What do you guys think of backyard wrestling?
Backyard wrestling?
Backyard wrestling.
Backyard wrestling.
I haven't put much thought into it.
Why? You know, because we talked about your sensation of doing events. What about backyard wrestling? You know what I mean? Like, if you see stuff like... on the internet, you see, like, people...
I don't know what there's more pride with, E-Fed wrestling or backyard wrestling.
I think both are still out there.
Yeah.
You know, oh,
I
mean, yeah.
Like, I know a bunch of guys, some of them are... on our page as fans, you know what I mean? But they do backyard wrestling up in Philly. But half of them are trained. I don't know about the other half, but yeah. I know half of them were trained.
Trained backyard wrestlers. Isn't that an accident? Like an oxymoron?
It could be. But, like, they trained them because they wanted to go farther, but they made their own promotion. And everything's in the backyard. Mm. And...
well, then it's...
you're thinking. But, like, when I was younger, we were in high school, we had a backyard wrestler called ICW. We called ourselves Insane Championship Wrestling. Before ICW and... I mean, this was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. High school, 96, 97, somewhere around there. We did till 2001, I think it was. We did backyard wrestling in, up in PA. And
what was your name?
I wasn't a wrestler.
You weren't a wrestler?
No. What I did was camera work.
Oh, camera work. Yes. You weren't even a referee?
No, I wasn't a referee.
What?
I don't know. I had the camera.
Was it like the ECW fan cam?
No, I had it on a pole.
Tripod, baby.
Tripod, yeah.
Yeah, that tripod gimmicky thing, like what we're using, just a little bit bigger.
Yeah, a little bit bigger. I had a tripod. So, and you heard me go, oh shit, a couple times when stuff went down.
I had a friend of mine whose nickname was Tripod. Can you guess why? Don't put so much thought into it.
No, I don't want to. But, like, I remember a time there was two guys in the ring, and one of the chairs flew out and hit my sister. Like, that shit, it was kind of funny. I was like, oh, shit. And it was funny. She was walking by, and the chair hit her.
Were you laughing when it happened?
I was laughing.
And you're a dick.
And what was her reaction? Did she laugh, or was she,
I don't
like,
know. I didn't see her for the rest of the night.
She probably ran away. And was like, I can't believe that happened. My brother was laughing at me.
But no, I did camera work. I was behind the scenes. You know what I mean? I had fun. But I was part of this place. You know what I mean? I was.
So what was the most fucked up spot you ever saw?
But,
besides family getting hit with a chair.
Okay. It was an interview, and my friend, like a couple people, were trained by. Were a couple of wrestlers. One was Dave Keener. And I'm not going to say names because it's not cool to say people's names, you know what I mean? That might not want to be named. So it was an interview spot, and somehow the dude hits the ropes wrong, breaks his leg in two places.
Mm. The first thing that came to mind was Enzo.
That was two. Like, when you said hit the ropes wrong, that was the first thing that came
I was
to
like,
my
was
mind.
Was his name Enzo?
No, it wasn't named Enzo. But, like, literally, he hit the ropes wrong. It was an accident. Like, it wasn't planned, you know what I mean? And
those ropes are brutal.
Yes, yeah. They are brutal. So, I remember because I knew the guy very well, and I had to call his parents because nobody else wanted to call. So I'm on the phone, and, like, I'd never been in Delaware like this. Like, in the city part, it was, like, on Coonaville. We had a show at Coonaville.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And I'm, like, calling his father and going, "Where are you?" And I'm like, "At Coonaville? Where's that at?" "Somewhere in Wilmington? I don't know. I didn't get here. I don't know where I'm at."
You guys didn't have the... There wasn't GPS.
No, we did not have GPS.
No, we didn't have GPS.
Didn't even have MapQuest.
Yeah.
This was like 2001.
Okay, maybe MapQuest was
right. MapQuest, but like...
Nobody
I remember
printers.
Everybody was scared, and I was freaking scared too.
Was his parents like, "He's not doing that backyard wrestling shit, is he?"
But no, we had people watch us, and like they took us in. We used a real wrestling ring.
Was it Billy Bax?
Yes. No, it wasn't Billy Bax that got hurt. But Billy Bax was there.
Was Rob Echoes around? Was he actually... No. No, he didn't backyard wrestle. He was actually just a wrestler.
There's other people, but yeah.
Was the Hardy Boys there? They're backyard wrestlers.
I know they are.
Yeah. What about the Briscoes?
The Briscoes, I don't know.
No, you know what? I don't think that they were backyard wrestlers. I think they just... Because they train at WrestleTech.
So. Yeah.
But this was back in the day, but...
Was there McFoley there, too? He jumped off the roof.
Oh, shut up.
He was a backyard wrestler. He jumped off the roof.
I know that
house.
He was a backyard wrestler. But I'm just putting it out there like...
He was a spot monkey.
Spot monkey.
There's nothing better than a backyard wrestling spot monkey.
Gosh, we should bring a sign to HOH saying spot monkey.
Yeah.
That would be funny.
You take the one wrestler who is not a spot monkey, and you just keep calling him a spot monkey.
Yeah.
Like, how's it going? What's his name again? Your favorite wrestler?
MVP.
No, not him.
Mike Dell.
Mike Dell, the guy that looks motivated compared to MVP. So, wow, you know what? Mike Dell looks very motivated compared to MVP. Why did MVP ever get a job?
Because he got out of prison. He needed to do something.
Yeah, because he was black.
That's why he got a job.
I don't know.
Why is he bringing race into it?
That's why he got a job, because he's black?
I don't know. I was about to get maybe he's black.
He just got out of prison. The ICW crew did a lot of crazy stuff over the years. We even built a ring.
Did you guys have a championship belt?
They did have a championship belt.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it looked like.
Did they, like, get a customized one, or, like, what did they... Did they actually have, like, an actual belt, or was it, like, some bullshit that they made?
I think they just made it. Not, like, cardboard or anything, but it was
like, basically something, like, off Shop Zone. I think they Shop Zone at that time.
It was been a long... I remember one of the... They had great music. I remember they used Cemetery Gates by Pantera as their theme song.
Well, it's not like they had to worry about licensing rights.
No.
And they were called the Mastery. That was a cool name, you know what I mean? Awesome name, you know what I mean? I bet it was the EFET thing. But hey! It was a joke. Okay, so yeah. So these guys are out there wrestling. I know I'm going to run into Justin at House of Hardcore, so... Well, I'll talk to him more, so maybe we'll go off territory, like a backyard wrestling thing, and try to check it out. We're not going to do anything. Just check it out.
Man, we're too old for that shit.
No, dude, I'm not going to do any of that. I'm just going to see if we can do commentating.
Is that the, we're at that age of, I'm not going to be a wrestler, I'm going to be a commentator.
Oh my gosh, wouldn't that be awesome? If I talk to him and say, yeah, let us commentate these shows.
I want to be a referee.
You can be a referee. No, it's too hardcore in there. I don't want to be in there.
What?
Dude, they go hardcore.
I'm rough.
Yeah. You know, you might get barbed wire stuck in your arm.
Awesome.
No, shut up. You didn't want that. We're old now.
Yeah.
We want to be commentators.
I don't want hepatitis.
B.
Be like, what was it? Abdullah the Butcher giving everybody hepatitis?
No.
Hepatitis. So, yeah, backyard wrestling. We had to go up there next season. It'll be in February.
You probably have better storylines than what's going on right now on TV.
Yeah. Oh, dude, some of the stuff is good. We'll check some out later. Let's go right to Raw.
In a second.
Okay.
We were talking about backyard wrestling. It was very...
Oh, you're into it.
Yeah.
Well, we've seen the DVD before. Everybody had that, the movie.
Oh my gosh, that movie, yeah. So, yeah.
So I'm pulling up this Raw review, and there's a picture of Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins looking like they just saw God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
It must have been when they teamed up with Triple H.
Yeah.
So, hey, are you down with that? We'll go off to Philly and check one of their shows out.
Oh, I love going to Philly. It's awesome.
Dude, I'll drive. You don't have to drive.
I didn't say anything about driving.
Yeah, you can go.
Is there anybody that actually enjoys driving in Center City? I mean, do you like doing it?
No.
I somewhat do.
Somewhat do?
Parking spot.
Somewhat do.
You're out of your damn
only mind. Only if the person's outside and I don't have to, if there's a spot I can pull over to and I don't have to move. Fuck. Until a taxi cab guy comes, you're in the wrong spot!
You got a newer car than I do. Like, I'd be like, no! I'm drive far away. I'm going to stay in Delaware.
And the guy goes, screams at me in front of the tag cabbie, going, what are you doing there? It's just a tag taxi cab spot. I'm like, F you, I'm from Delco.
You know what you do? I'm surprised because you're like openly, you're the racist comedian. You'll say stuff that's racist and be like, this is hilarious. It's like, go back where you came from. Like when you were talking about the Indian at, what was it, 7-Eleven or whatever?
Yeah.
A poo. No, how to feed a pet along.
A poop.
No, I did work with a guy, go up to 7-Eleven. There was a guy named Ray. The guy was awesome.
Wait a second. So, was it the,
It's in Chichester.
Okay, because I was about to say the best 7-Eleven ever is the one in Edgemore. That one gets robbed all the time.
Great. And the 7-Eleven was in Chichester. Now it's like a Quickie Mart or something like that. I don't know. Literally, I don't remember the name of it. It's like Quick Stop or something like that.
Does it say Quickie Mart?
I don't know. I don't live in China anymore. But it's kind of funny because like Ray was up there. He's like, hey, Ray. Like, it was kind of funny. I'll tell a story. Like, me and my friend Joe and like the other guy, let's name him Bob. And we walk, because I'm not going to name his name out here. So we walk over to 7-Eleven, and Ray's like, Playboys, Playboys! Hey, Playboys! Because they always bought Playboys. Playboys, Playboys! It's like, we thought it was funny because it's funny. And like, we talked to Ray for a minute, and then we got our stuff and left. One day, me and Bob walked up, and like, you hear Ray go, Playboys! Shh! Teacher! Neighbor! No! So, I miss Ray, man. I don't know what happened to him. Last time I saw him, he was working at Rite Aid. And after that, he got fired.
Moving on up from the convenience store to the drugstore.
Yeah.
Why do you fire
him? But they fired because, like, he walked away too much.
Well,
he took walks around the building.
Is it this? Never mind.
That is why he got fired, because he took a walk around Rite Aid, and then he came back around. Didn't do anything at work. Just walked around.
Is that a race sort of thing? People named Ray, do they do that shit?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You want to ask all the race?
Well, I'll tell you a story about when I was working at Subway.
Oh.
I told you about this one, and then we get to the review.
Oh,
yeah. So
everybody's going to know all about us with stories.
Yeah. So, I'm working Subway, lunch rush. I was a manager on duty, whatever.
Oh, you're a manager, huh?
Yeah. I had the power to fire people. You know something? My dad, before, like, when, because I didn't like firing anybody, even if they deserved it, but he was like, oh, Francis, don't worry. It gets a lot easier after you fire your first person. I was like, oh, you have much experience.
Awesome. Yeah.
Nah, he was, so, lunch rush, my friend, Ray.
This guy we know.
He doesn't listen to this show, it doesn't matter.
No. One day he will.
Yeah, he will be like, oh, okay, well, no, because I give him shit about this anyway. So, like, he was, he said, I'm going to go over to Walgreens, I'm going to get some candy. So I was like, all right, just a few minutes, because it's about to get busy in here. And it starts getting busy, and I'm like, going fast. Like, there was another person working with me, so eventually I was like, where the fuck is he?
Did you say fuck?
I might have said under my breath.
Oh, okay.
You were thinking it.
Well, no, the glass at the subway does block a lot of noise. Oh. You could talk trash right to the person. They won't hear you. They'd be like,
"You smell like crap."
Well,
what?
He used to say whenever somebody would ask for a chicken breast, he would go, "What would you like on your chicken boop?" Yeah. And then somebody else would just be like, "What would you like on your chicken tit?" No, so I run over to the Walgreens, and he's like talking to some chicken there, like trying to pick up on somebody. And I just look at him and I said, "Ray, what are you doing? We got lunch. Get your ass back." And like the entire time, he was probably like, "Yeah, you know, I got this really good job and everything." And all of a sudden, I said, "Get your ass back. You got to make me a sandwich." Monday Night Raw results. Let's get to it. Okay. So the official match results. We have a guitar on a pole match, courtesy of Vince Russo. Jason Jordan.
I'll tell you this right now. I fell asleep. I literally fell asleep. Because
so did I.
Something about tape shows are boring.
Well, we don't know about the tape show yet because you didn't give me a chance to say anything.
Because it's taped.
It was in the UK.
Okay.
Like we're taping
and everybody
right now.
Already knows the results ahead of time. Like they knew how. Okay, we'll get to it. Jason Jordan defeats Elias with a guitar shot. Boo!
Yeah.
Asuka defeats Stacy, whoever. Yeah, whatever.
Ham and Egger.
Yeah, exactly. Ham and Egger. Samoa Joe and Finn Balor go to a double countout, which was good call.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bayley and Sasha Banks defeat Nia Jackson and Alicia. So Nia finally gets back and she still lose. Nah, whatever. Braun Strowman defeats The Miz by DQ. Let's see. UK champion Pete Dunne. Is that how you say his name? Or Dune?
Dune.
Pete Dunne, the Bruiserweight champion, defeats the Cruiserweight champion, Enzo. Yay.
Yay! I'm so happy!
And
Enzo
Cesaro
lost.
And Sheamus defeat Rollins and Dean Ambrose for the tag team titles. Okay, so
we literally know what happened.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, Miz TV with Kurt Angle. Axel is wearing a neck brace because Braun almost killed him last week. Miz runs down Baron Corbin ahead of their Survivor Series match. Their Twitter exchange is beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff from Miz as usual. Angle says he supports Miz at Survivor Series, but Miz can't say the same. They banter back and forth. The Miz shows footage of Stephanie cutting off Angle's balls.
Ouch.
Yes.
Why did it do that?
Because that's what happens every time Stephanie gets back on TV. She has to
cut somebody's balls off?
Yeah.
Yep.
Or slap them or make fun of them or whatever. That's her job. So it's actually kind of old by now. Got old years ago.
Yes.
So how many times you have to like come in? Like Shane's himself. Mm-hmm. He's not a heel. He's just him.
Well, Stephanie is herself. A bitch.
Yes.
That's
I don't think she's really a bitch.
No, she's not.
I think she's Vince McMahon in drag.
Angle praises Raw, calling SmackDown the B show, leading to Miz showing footage of the SmackDown siege. We also see footage of Daniel Bryan being attacked by Kane, saying Angle put the hit on Bryan. Ooh, smell the intrigue. Miz says SmackDown may retaliate tonight. Angle disagrees and he didn't order the attack, apologizing to Braun. Miz then talks about Angle losing control and brings up Braun's rampage from last week. It was an apology for Curtis Axel. Angle gets pissed and Miz backs off right away. Angle says he put Braun on Team Raw because he deserves it, but he had to promise him a match against The Miz tonight. So it's Miz and Braun later tonight. No song from Elias. Boo!
He
because his guitar is on a pole. Did you see that stuff where he was singing Wonderwall, by the way?
Dude, that was great.
That was awesome.
That was awesome.
He needs to do that more often.
Yeah, he was doing a cappella.
Unfortunately, we're never going to see it on TV. So.
No, but he was doing good a cappella.
I think they were screaming out when he was out there, Wonderwall.
Yeah, they were. They were screaming Wonderwall.
He feels naked without his guitar. He teases singing Wonderwall, but instead, good. Yep, here we go. Running down Manchester, Jordan interrupts.
Boo!
Fuck Jason Jordan. They have their match. Guitar shot, boom. Elias loses, boo. And it was a boring match. But what do you expect? Jason Jordan beat Elias.
Yep.
Angle meets with Sheamus and Cesaro. They won a tag team title match tonight. Yay.
Okay, Asuka kills Stacy Coates. Alicia Fox. Yep. Alicia Fox says that Asuka has been added to the Team Raw for Survivor Series. Titus will face Joe tonight because he wants to get his ass beat again. Charlie interviews Titus and Apollo. We get footage from last week when Joe murdered Apollo and then Titus. And once again, Joe attacks Titus and Apollo. As they enter, chokes out Titus on the ramp because that's what happens when you
fuck with Joe.
No, when you fuck with Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
Joe doesn't give a shit. He will put everybody down, enter Finn Balor, popping collars. Yay, Joe's fired up and killing people is awesome. They have their match, double count out, at about 15 minutes. Dallas tries to motivate The Miz, telling him that monsters aren't real. He says that they have strength in numbers. Braun is just a man. Axel doesn't believe this and says, Braun's a monster. They suggest that they leave. Angle calls Dan O'Brien, who doesn't answer, trying to apologize for last week. He meets with Jason Jordan, puts him on the Survivor Series team. Because he needs someone he can trust. He promises not to let Kurt down.
So, why in the hell did he just put his son on the show?
Because it's his son.
It's his son.
That's exactly why.
Who was the writer to put him on there?
Dewey Foley.
God damn him.
Road Dogg.
No, Road Dogg SmackDown.
Road Dogg anyway.
You're just like blaming Road Dogg for everything, basically.
I don't care about Dewey Foley. I don't even have an opinion about him. I don't even care enough to even make fun of him. I used to like the Road Dogg. Now I'm just, whatever.
I just say Dewey Foley just because it's funny to just say Dewey.
Yeah.
I was about to say, you just don't like the name Dewey. If his name was like Joe Foley, you'd be like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever, yeah. Dewey. Dude,
if his name was Ray, if his name was Ray Foley, he would have gotten fired by now.
Oh,
Bailey and Sasha Banks are interviewed. When are they going to turn on each other? They face Nia and Alicia, hopefully. That'd be awesome. Then you could call yourself Mr. Thomas.
Yes.
Bailey says that anyway. Fox should pick them for Survivor Series. Blah, blah, blah. They have their match.
Are you playing Dracula?
The what?
Are you playing Dracula there?
The UK fans love Bailey are singing for her. Awesome. Somebody's got to love Bailey. Nobody else does.
I love Bailey. I'm going to give her a hug.
You're the one who instituted fuck hugs. Remember that?
No, it's a joke.
Oh. I know it was a real.
Be like, come here, give me a hug. And then she goes, give me a hug and just be like,
fuck hugs. Yeah,
fuck hugs.
Yeah, she'd probably be like, yay.
No, because the joke was. Really, I wanted Bailey to go heel.
Yes.
So that's where the whole.
She will be so awesome as a heel.
Yes.
Because it will be like heel Sami Zayn.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And that's where it went. Fuck hugs.
Yes.
The Miz you need to learn my inner side.
Yeah, I do.
The Miz versus Braun.
Ooh. Braun!
And that's the match. Right there. Champions. Ambrose and Rollins talk about being fighting champions. They haven't had the belts for that long. They're calling themselves fighting champions.
Oh, they are fighting champions.
That's awesome. They claim to be the real bar and leave Renee hanging. How can you leave your girl hanging?
His wife.
Yeah, exactly.
That's his wife.
Doesn't make any sense.
Dean Ambrose.
Let's see. Enzo arrives. Boo. Does his usual shit. Enzo says he's going great.
The defaming Italians.
Fans should be thankful he's here. He claims TMZ... and the press are all over him these days. He makes fun of Kalisto, tells a story about talking with a kid, saying he apologized because he has to face Kalisto again. It breaks down into him rambling and commentary talking over him. It's not good. Kalisto arrives, looks ready to do lucha things.
Lucha, lucha, lucha.
Is that what this guy just said? He's ready to do lucha things.
Oh, God.
But drops to the floor and takes a seat. Kurt Angle arrives to say tonight is the Cruiserweight versus the Bruiserweight and introduces Pete Dunne.
Question. Who wrote this? Things? Lucha? Things?
That would be 411's...
Okay.
Yeah. If anybody's interested, we need result writers because we're too busy doing this to have time to do that stuff.
Yeah.
We're busy doing a lot of things, you know what I mean?
You know, like the show and the league and the show and the 2K18 and work and
2K18 again.
And Ubering, and you got your JB's distributors, and we got.
I got fired.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
At JB's?
Yeah.
He took too much BTO.
I took too much BTO.
He started talking about how he was going to jump to Lyft.
And I was like, wow, we can't play Pokemon Go anymore. Like, I Ubered the other day with the Pokemon little map up. He's like, I can't find anything.
It's like, put down your Nintendo Switch. You're supposed to be driving.
People are going to be like, are you sure he's that crazy?
We get Brock Lesnar versus Jinder Mahal video package.
See, that's where they have a video package already for him.
Brock will be on Raw next week. Alexa's interview calling Natalya a crazy cat lady.
She's a crazy cat lady.
Saying she will run circles around Natalya at SummerSlam. Crazy cat ladies grab dudes by the dick.
Did you know I tweeted AJ?
Oh, yeah.
Rest in peace.
Oh, I thought you were saying AJ Lee. I thought rest in peace. Did CM Punk die?
Did he? Did I miss something? No. Oh, why would we do that for?
You said AJ. We were assuming you said...
AJ Lee. I didn't know you were talking about Styles.
Rest in peace to Styles.
Yeah, I don't think we're seeing a Styles clash. I don't think that Brock will take one.
No.
He could put him in one. I mean,
I don't see him actually performing a move. You know how Brock is? Big how Brock is? I don't see him putting that move on him.
He put it on Cena relatively easy, and Cena's a big dude.
Yeah, there's a little different. They're almost about the same height. We're talking about Brock Lesnar's got like a little bit more build to him.
I think he could do it.
I don't think he can.
Yeah. Dude, AJ Styles is going to get destroyed.
Yeah, who doesn't know that?
Dude, man, it's like watching Loki versus AJ Styles.
Did you just compare Loki
to Brock Lesnar?
Yes, he's crazy. I'm just fucking with
you. Loki thinks he's like Brock Lesnar.
That's what I thought.
He's got like the super duper Napoleon complex.
Oh, dude, didn't he quit because they weren't using him?
Yes.
Damn it! What an idiot. Loki's an idiot.
Yeah, he won't have. Yeah, if he was on 205 Live, like, he would have been like, here, Neville, I'll show you how it's done, and just walk away.
Dude, he quit WWE the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was doing okay. He was just like, you know. And we have our tag team title match.
Whoa! Tag team title match.
Go all the way down. Oh, the New Day arrive. They're in the crowd. Everyone's confused. New Day cuts a promo running down Raw as the pre-show. Which is amusing since New Day versus the Usos were always the pre-show.
Except for Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, except for that. That should have been the main event. Everyone's confused. New Day cuts a promo. Yeah, they were talking about it. Angle brings the troops and they go after them. They talk about the attack on Raw. Raw did nothing. And okay, since... Go after the New Day in the confusion. Sheamus broke kick, and we have new champions.
Oh my gosh, really? A broke kick?
Yep.
Champions?
Yep, we have new champs.
Wow.
So that super power bomb that Cesaro did to Rollins onto Ambrose, that couldn't pull him away, but a broke kick does.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Good old broke kick.
And you know what's so crazy?
What?
Since it was taped, it's like people put out the results already. Yeah. And I'm like...
You just spoiled it. That's great.
Dude, I wouldn't know it was taped till I read something on the page.
Yeah.
It's like, some people are like too early. It's like, oh, look what happened.
Yeah, hey, look, Styles won the belt. Awesome. Well, good. Thanks for the spoilers, assholes.
Yeah.
You know what? New guideline. Anybody put spoilers up, they get banned. Like, I'm sorry, that's bullshit. Like, you don't do that. Some people get really
pissed off.
Yeah. I mean, if somebody wants to read the spoilers, they can find it themselves.
Yeah.
You know, don't put on a
page. Well, worse is WWE have notified me and said, hey, we got new champs.
Yeah, that's bullshit. They shouldn't do that. I guess they figure at this point in time people know anyway, so
it's like you can watch football. Go ahead, we got new champs. No, because remember the last time somebody gave out spoilers and everything.
They'll put asses in seats. Yeah. Let's get the SmackDown.
No. Do you remember that?
Tony Schiavone put asses in seats.
That'll put some butts in the seats.
Yep. And that's when everybody switched over to Monday Night Raw. SmackDown results. Okay, we got Kofi Kingston defeating Sami Zayn. We have Randy Orton defeating Rusev. Why? Why do you keep hating on Rusev, Vince?
Who beat him?
Fucking asshole.
Randy Orton?
Orton won.
So, why did Randy Orton win?
I don't know, because he hears voices in his head.
I hear voices.
Becky Lynch defeats Ellsworth.
Who wants that shit?
I'm sure the Ellsworth had fun.
Dude.
Ellsworth already got terrorized at a live event by all those women. There's a video on WWE on YouTube. He took every classic move. He got Bronco Buster by Carmel. He got rock bottomed. He got a Hogan leg drop by Naomi.
Shit, I think that he was like, can I take another Bronco Buster? Please, pretty please.
Dude. I would have ended that match with Enzo winning. It would have been so much.
Ellsworth.
Enzo. I'm still thinking of Enzo. How you doing? They're not the same guy. Ellsworth's a better wrestler.
Yeah, at least Ellsworth's beaten AJ Styles 3 times.
But I would have him win against a woman. Dude, he could have pushed big time. He could be like, I am the king of all men.
Yeah, now
to do that. Do you remember a comedian named Andy Cole?
Yes, I do. I saw Man on the Moon.
And he beat every woman. No. You never watched the clips of that stuff? Watch the clips of it.
I heard of Andy Cole. I said I've seen the documentary.
He's one of my favorite comedians of all time. Dude's great.
Yeah, and a great feud with Jerry Lawler.
Yes. Yeah. So he, like, beat every woman. Yeah, it was all staged.
I know.
Because, like, he had it all planned out.
Yeah, then Jimmy Hart beat the crap out of him in real life. There's a song where Jimmy Hart says, I'm the one who knocked him out.
Let's see. We got a SmackDown tag title match. Shelton and Chad defeat the Usos by countout. And last but not least, AJ Styles defeats Jinder Mahal to become the new champion. And the irony of all this is the fact that this was probably Jinder's best singles match.
That was actually his best match.
His best match to date is when he drops the belt.
Yeah.
So you might as well leave a good. Now, granted, it was against AJ Styles. I mean, but he held up his end. We'll get to that in a second.
But my whole thing is, why are they gonna make this match? Because I really don't want to see Brock Lesnar versus AJ Styles. You know what I mean?
We'll get to that in a second. So we get some short promos by Styles and Jinder opening the show, talking about tonight's title match, and Shane McMahon talks. Shane McMahon makes his way to the ring. Shane says after Survivor Series, SmackDown will be the true A show. They've been saying that for years. It was the A show for a little while. He hypes the Styles versus Jinder main event winner facing Brock at the pay-per-view. Congratulations, now you get to get killed. Shane says that Angle and Stephanie will be held accountable for what happened to Daniel Bryan, and says Bryan will return to next week. Boo, and that's when the crowd boos, and that's when
Shane had edited himself.
Yeah, when it was because he's returning next week, and they weren't on the show, and you don't do that to the UK crowd. He also says they are ready in case Raw tries to invade tonight. The New Day arrive, praises them for their appearance on Raw last night. We get footage of their appearance, and Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn arrive, calling them all stupid. Yay! Mm-hmm. Sami says Shane is not cool. What is he, Carlito? Owens says he beat Shane at Hell in a Cell, and now Shane is acting out and punishing the roster for his shortcomings. They then claim they should have beaten up Raw, but they are men of integrity, so Shane set them up to fail. Shane says their attitudes are why they are representing Team SmackDown Survivor Series. Sami says he'll laugh when Raw beats SmackDown and Shane will be the one to blame. We get some arguing. Shane books Kofi and Sami for a match.
Can we get the elephant in the room about that, what happened after that match, that both Kevin and...
Oh, yeah, no, we'll get to that. That's going to be like one of the articles. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
I was just wondering
so,
if we'll bring that up.
Kofi and Sami, they have their match. We'll get to what happens afterwards. Let's see. Post-match, Owens attacks Kofi, but Biggie and Woods run him off.
Because the original post to happen was
Sam. They were supposed to get beat down.
They were supposed to get beat down.
And that just never happened. That, because they went to...
They went into business for themselves.
Yeah. Well, so, that's what you gotta do when you don't want to get beat up twice in one show, so... Jinder runs down AJ Styles, claiming that AJ is beneath him. He also says AJ is the appetizer for the main course, Brock Lesnar. It would have been better if Jinder was like, you know what? And at the Survivor Series, I'm going to eat Brock Lesnar. At Survivor Series, well, he does say it. He says he feasts on the beast. That's okay.
Oh, that was so gay.
Hey. That's not the word to say.
But it is gay. I'm not saying...
No. Because you don't, can't say gay because people will get upset and say, Fran is evil. He calls everybody gay and...
I don't got a problem with gay people, but can you not say that that's gay? That was gay. I'm going to feast on the beast. You know what? Okay, here's a question. Would you go, like, if you went up to one of the many gay people at work, and if you said, wouldn't you like to feast on Brock Lesnar? Are they going to be like, what do you think I'm, wait a second, I am gay. Yeah. As a matter of fact, yes, I would love that.
Like, you know, person would.
But I think that Sable might have an issue with it. Yeah.
So you're saying gay's all right, we're allowed to say gay.
It's kind of like when Triple H and Shawn Michaels were saying that they were like, what the hell are they saying? It's like, oh, that's so gay. Not that there's a problem with that.
You know? Best way to get out of a lawsuit.
Or wait a second, what was it that Triple H said before? He was like, he was like, I'm bi a lot of things and Lingual's not one of them or something.
That's what he said. I'm bi a lot of things, but...
Lingual's not one of them.
Yeah.
Wasn't one of Triple H's rules with anybody that was like, yes, if you're going to be with me, anal is mandatory.
No. Poor Stephanie.
Yeah.
That's why she's a bitch.
Yeah.
Ellsworth. Yeah, speaking of bitch, Ellsworth. Wait a second. Did I skip something? Yes, I did. I skipped Randy. I skipped a lot of things.
Yeah, you did, man. You're slacking.
Slacker.
He's not slacking.
We get a promo for the Bludgeon Brothers, which apparently only lasted about a week.
What are they going to come?
Aiden English sings Rusev's announcement.
It's Rusev Day! Rusev
wins. He goes on Team Smackdown.
It's Rusev Day!
Randy Orton beats Rusev.
Boo!
I just wanted to celebrate Rusev Day.
I heard he might be turning face.
I heard they're going to do a double turn. Dillinger's going to go heel. Rusev's going to go face. That is so bad on so many levels.
No, I think it would be great for Rusev.
Then you get to get rid of Aiden. What you going to do with Aiden English?
Aiden English can face.
Why not? You're like... We get highlights of SmackDown's Attack on Raw. Okay, that's great.
Also what highlights of Natty grabbing Zack Ryder's dick, too.
Yeah. Becky versus James.
I was able to say one question. Who booked that shit?
No.
That one was Road Dogg. Yeah. We could save that one.
This is the Undertaker.
Post-match, Carmella super kicks Ellsworth. Okay. Why? Charlotte meets up with Shayna and Natalya and interrupts. Not only face Bliss, but also feels she should be the captain of the women's team. Charlotte calls BS and Shane books the title match next week between Charlotte and Natalya. Usos cut a pre-match promo running down their opponents. They call them American Alpha Part 2. They should have called them World's Greatest Tag Team Version 2.
Yes.
Or the World's Greatest American Tag Team Alphas.
The World's Greatest American Tag Team.
Let's see, And that ends when Gable Pillmanizes Jey Uso, leads to a count out. Okay. And that was supposed to play up. Yes, I'm returning a favor for when the Usos did the same thing to Chad Gable. So, next week, Sin Cara challenges Baron Corbin for the U.S. title, and Charlotte battles Natalya for women's title, and now we get a bunch of tweets. Okay. The Sings are out to introduce Jinder. Champion Jinder versus AJ Styles. They have a really nice back and forth match. The crowd is very hot for it. Never thought I'd be able to say that for a Jinder match.
Yeah.
And after about 17 minutes, phenomenal forearm. 1, 2, 3.
AJ Styles, congratulations. You get to get your ass beat by the Brock Beast, Lesnar. Brock Lesnar. And that's the show.
Yeah, because we
So you're saying this is what's going to happen at AJ Styles?
Yeah. That's what.
You're going to get killed by Brock Lesnar.
No, that'd be awesome if he actually came back and.
Oh, no, I'm talking about goodbye to AJ Styles.
If I try to edit
it, pick it up. Because when you have it that close, it's going to be real. So
he's going to be dead.
Yeah, pretty much.
AJ Styles is going to be dead, so everybody picks Brock Lesnar to win.
Yeah.
So
I was already picking Brock regardless.
Some people were like, now, if it was an even matchup, it would be a dream match. But no, because Brock doesn't have that now. He has squash matches.
Yes.
Actually, you know what? No.
Well, that's not what Joe was almost an even match.
He's been having... Bless you.
Bless you.
See, he's allergic to Brock Lesnar.
Yes.
No, he's been having John Cena matches. Last couple matches he had, he got his ass beat the entire time. One F5, it's over.
Yeah.
Or the one move of doom times 10 into the F5.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the actual dream match. Kenny Omega versus Jericho at yes. Wrestle Kingdom. How did this come up?
Jericho versus Kenny?
Yes.
Now, a lot of people were saying they were like, oh, well, how can Jericho do that? Because he's not under WWE contract. That's why.
Well, it technically still is, but they're letting him do it.
I think it's however he has his contract set up.
All right. I didn't know that.
Jericho said on his podcast, somebody was listening to it, mm-hmm. saying that his dates are all done.
Yeah.
So
I think he pretty much has the same sort of... He has the same sort of arrangement that like Van Damme had for, you know, every time he came back, he'd be like, okay, I'm gonna go for like this amount of days and then I'm done.
Yeah.
And then just call me whenever you need me. I'll be around. So does that mean that WWE is happy with it? Oh, it's Jericho. He doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
No, I think it's a good thing because WWE still would like to have the World Club.
Yeah.
No. They would like to have Kenny Omega.
Yeah.
Not really sure how they feel about the rest of them. You saw what happened with the club. There are a couple of jokes. They might as well be the Ascension.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
When they came in, it was awesome.
And yes.
It was awesome up until the point where they broke away from Styles.
Yeah.
You know why Vince McMahon doesn't like anything that he doesn't create?
Yeah.
Because he didn't create it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's why War Games was never relevant. That's why Great American Bash died so fast.
Yes.
But that's why War Games is going to be NXT.
Yes.
Because Triple H sells a good idea.
Yes.
Yeah. So. They need Triple H to run it.
He is running it.
No.
Bully.
Well, they said when they were building up NXT, they talked about that. Like, him and Stephanie talked about it, where it was like, NXT is built for the smart audience.
Yeah.
Raw and SmackDown are the casual audience.
Yeah.
So apparently the casual audience are fucking stupid.
Yeah. Like,
not all the casual audience.
Yeah.
Like, you know, half of us love watching NXT.
Oh, yeah.
So, but it sticks because they pull up all the good wrestlers and are like...
I wish that they had NXT booking with the main roster talent.
Yes.
That would be good.
Yes.
That's why we miss Dusty so much, man.
Yeah.
Right, Dusty?
Details on how long Chris...
Right, Dusty?
Yeah, baby.
There he is. There's Dusty.
There he is.
There's a toy here. It looks like Dusty Rhodes.
Clubbing. What the heck? Head first into the commode.
He's going to die with kings and queens.
Details on how long Chris Jericho has been free agent.
Ooh.
Let's see. New details have been made online about how Chris Jericho has been free agent from WWE. According to the almighty himself, Dave Meltzer, Jericho has been Jericho has been a free agent for quote unquote more than 6 months. That's very Dave Meltzer, the guy who apparently has nothing to say ever since Jimmy Jacobs got fired.
Yeah.
So.
Why?
He's got to get his new. He's got to get his stuff from somebody.
Yeah.
You know.
True. So Jimmy Jacobs was the guy that told him everything.
Well, probably. He's probably got some other people too. But yeah. You notice most of the time now, it's like if something changes, like, oh, well, up until the other day, I was supposed to go this way. You know, speculation, like, bullshit.
Yeah.
Let's see. Jericho's been a free agent for more than 6 months. That's great. Jericho's set to face Kenny Omega at Wrestle Kingdom 12 in January, and that was it. Awesome. Okay. WWE has a new poll asking whether Jinder will become champion again.
Yes.
I can't see the results here, but how about, oh, yes. 32%. No. No. Oh, wait. Some other title reigns in Mahal's future, but not WWE title. 68%. Well, 68% people can kiss my ass.
Jinder Mahal was one of the best. Everybody that hates Jinder Mahal are all the ones that are like, oh, I'm a mark. Oh, I'm a big AJ Styles fan. I want AJ Styles to win.
I do want AJ Styles to win.
Kill my Brock.
No, I want Jinder Mahal. I want him. It's new. We've seen AJ's champion.
Yeah, TNA. That has to be the second time.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we've seen all this Jinder Mahal, something new.
So you wanted to see Jinder Mahal be like a JBL?
I wanted him to face the Beast.
And get killed.
So he can feast on the Beast.
Do you actually believe that bullshit? Yes. Oh my lord.
No, because like, look at Jinder Mahal. Jinder Mahal was over because he got you and everybody else out there hating him.
Yeah.
He did his job.
Yes, he did.
Now, I'm not going to be watching SmackDown because I know what AJ Styles can do. It's like, I want a great heel. Brock Lesnar's not on TV. I want to see a great heel. Raw has a great heel, but they don't know how to use him because they keep him as an IC champion. So, nobody knows how to use heels. No. Everybody, people say the same thing, saying Miz sucks. Miz does not suck.
No.
Have you seen him and listened to him? He is so over because you're all pissed off because he's not one of your favorites.
Yeah.
He's not John Cena. All you marks out there are fucking John Cena fans. I'm done. That's my rant.
I was about to say, Miz sucks. Says who?
Oh, there's people out there.
There are a lot of people out there that think the Miz sucks.
Dude. Yeah, but there's a lot of people that say that he's one of the best things on TV right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're
the, you're the one buying his t-shirts.
Oh, I am buying his t-shirts. So I ever since I watched him on The Real World, it was weird. It was like one of the, like I said the story so many times on this.
Yeah, you told us. Yeah, you're like, watching Road Rules.
Yeah.
The Miz is somebody that needs steroids. He needs Jinder steroids. He really does. Because,
I think he's just fine.
Yeah.
No, he needs steroids. Well, okay, put it this way. Great, great Twitter rant, promo, whatever you want to call it, when he was like, I'm going to knock your fucking teeth out or whatever to Baron. But, like, The Miz is, he is one of the most unthreatening guys on the roster. Probably a little scarier than Ellsworth, you know. Why do you think that they did everything that they could during TLC to be like, yeah, The Miz, Siraj, when The Miz is the most threatening person out of three of them?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Curtis Axel and Bo Dallas could be a little more threatening if they weren't booked as jobbers.
Yes.
That sucks, because they shouldn't be jobbers.
Yeah, well, unfortunately.
He should be sweet. Rotundo.
Yeah.
Bo Scheister
and Curtis Perfect.
Curtis Perfect. Curtis Perfect will be awesome. That would be an awesome name. Nobody beats Curtis Perfect.
Yeah.
But I literally want them to be who they should be. You know what I mean? They should be the second generation wrestlers.
Yes.
Instead of some
Axel should call his move the Curtis Plex.
The Kurtplex. Dude, like, what would his father say that his son's being a jobber?
He would say,
TV rolled in his grave right now.
No, you know what he would say? Keeping the family tradition alive.
Because Mr. Perfect was a jobber.
2002, he was when he came back.
No, he was Dolph Ziggler before Ziggler.
Yeah, because 93 is when he had to put Shawn over, and then Luger. That was his worst one.
Let's not forget, you know, let me kick your leg out, and all of a sudden, Perfect does like the flip over or whatever. So he was Dolph before Dolph was around.
Something about Perfect I enjoyed growing up, you know what I mean?
It was the gum swat. It was during...
when he catched the football, that vignette.
Dude, like, I didn't look at him as a heel. I always looked at him as somebody I liked.
It was when he was commentating and he would flip the pencil and be like...
Dude, that was awesome.
Yeah, that's perfect. He used to do
that shit all the time. No, remember when the other commentators would be like, how do you do that? They try to do the same thing, they'd like drop it.
Yeah.
Be like, see, you can't do it like Mr. Perfect.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because Perfect always did it on camera.
Yeah.
If it was off camera, he couldn't do squat.
Well, we wouldn't know because it's not on camera.
Yeah.
So.
No, that's what people said.
Oh, the other thing that was so awesome about Mr. Perfect is that every single time somebody did kick out of the Perfect Plex, whenever it did happen, Bobby Heenan would say, I've never seen that happen before. Every time.
But Bobby Heenan, is that great?
Yeah.
I missed that guy.
Wait, what? Ooh, here's a good one.
Let's hear it.
I love any article where you see the word haters.
Haters. Ooh, am I on there?
Maria
Kanellis.
Kanellis. Maria Kanellis pens open later. Wow, I really can't talk. Maria pens open letter to haters defending she and Mike's journey. She? What the fuck? Okay, I did not say that. That's how it was.
Okay,
she.
She and Mike's journey to WWE.
I need to know this.
Yes.
Maria wrote the following open letter on her Facebook directed at hateful people who tried to put she and her Mike down. Hello. Oh, wow. Nice. Hello, lovelies, and an open letter to hateful people. What the fuck is wrong with me today? I am writing you today not out of some frivolous need, but out of real... Hey, get back here. Out of real necessity. I am a pregnant woman, and I realize that even though I am fine being pregnant, empowering, many people find it gross, a disability, or not sexy. What? Pregnant? Whatever. People on Instagram make comments like, I don't want to see that, or you will never come back to the WWE, which is, I try to delete. But it is hard. Let me repeat. Pregnancy is hard. Not because I am sick or hungry or tired, parentheses, which I am sometimes, but because people make you feel powerless. Like, now all I am is an incubator for this tiny human. Wow.
Hey, she's still pretty.
And I am supposed to be happy about my new title, which I am happy to be pregnant, but I can't wait to meet this little one that is starting to kick me and get the hiccups. But this is not my only title. I am someone more than a waiting room. Wow, what the fuck is... What is she getting to with this?
Yeah.
I fight to be more every day. I fought even more, okay, and... He has... Okay, Mike has drive and willingness to do work without ever getting the accolades he deserves. Yes, he does everything and doesn't get shit out of it. He has wrestled for 16 years and has worked towards one dream to come to WWE. When he bought with him into WWE, other than his incredible talent, was an addiction, a demon, which he fought and will continue to fight to overcome. He almost lost everything. Wow, she is going here. Jobber. What the fuck? Jobber is the word they use to describe us on blogs, websites, and even comments on our own social media pages. I have a question for you. Do you think you are clever? Do you think we have no heart, no soul, no emotions? Do you think, oh my gosh.
Getting to the point here, damn.
Because we have, I continue, I am pregnant, not powerless, and power of love from nothing to something, and this is why you guys are jobbers.
Okay, I was fucking lost.
Okay, you know what?
I was lost.
No, you know something? Jason Jordan is my second... This is in second place for most hated. Now it's tied between Maria and Mike.
What did you just... Oh, Brutus Beefcake. Brutus Beefcake? What the hell
Brutus
is he doing?
Brutus Beefcake!
Brutus yes. the fucking barber.
Brutus the disciple booty man without a name. Brutus Beefcake. Hulk Hogan got into a Twitter war.
They don't talk no more?
Oh, they haven't talked in a while.
Yeah.
The Twitter feud began when Leslie told a fan that he was upset with Hogan for spending time with Leslie's ex-wife. Leslie then suggested he was going to write a tell-all book about stories about Hogan. That should be a good one. But Hogan threatened to sue. Oh, you don't want to mess with Sue and Hogan.
Yeah, Gawker.
I'm going to drop the leg drop on you, Gawker, brother. Leslie also claimed that Hogan hates his current wife. Eh, big surprise, because she turned him down and his ex-wife is trying to alienate his daughter against him. Hulk Hogan's you know, Hulk Hogan just needs to stick with the hookers. Like, you know, everything would just be so much easier for him. Like, Hulk Hogan's attorney has gotten involved with Beefcake posting the following on Twitter. I can't.
You ever hear the story of what happened with Pasta Mania and why they did it Mall of America? You want to hear that?
I'd rather hear that than actually read this, yes.
Okay, I'll tell you. Nitro was originally supposed to be somewhere else, the very, very first one. They only did it at Mall of America because Hogan could get out of a lawsuit because he had sex with one of the people at his Pasta Mania place.
Mm-hmm. Why would that person sue? They should be honored. You just had sex
no,
with Paul
she
Hogan.
Would, no, it was sexual harassment.
Oh.
She was suing it for sexual harassment.
What? Wow.
He was not Bill Cosby!
Yeah, I'm not going to give you any pills or anything. I'm just going to hit you with a leg drop.
Pasta still
here's some
brother.
Cholo!
Yeah, pasta ruse, brother. Yeah, so Hogan's a shithead. Big surprise.
Oh, it's blocked on Facebook.
Bret Hart and everybody else said the same thing. Yes.
Dude, the man has me blocked on Facebook.
Who?
Hogan has me blocked on Facebook. I don't know.
That's great.
Why did he block
you? I think it was something. Man, I thought, hey, I said, man, so I just wanted to say one thing. Hulk Hogan blocked me on Facebook again, brother. I said, man, I thought he was coming right back at me, man. He gave me the three punches. Then he dropped the leg on me.
You know what? That's a bigger honor than getting blocked by Titus. Who's the biggest person you ever got blocked by?
I haven't got blocked by anybody.
My friend Joe, he got blocked by Michaels. He doesn't even know why. He was like, I don't even remember saying anything about Michaels. What the hell? Like, it's like, yeah, Shawn Michaels. He was like, look at this guy making me lose my smile.
He lost my smile and I'm a Christian.
The Rock has taken to Twitter and shot down reports he turned down the opportunity to appear in ESPN's 30 for 30 special with Ric Flair. The actor-wrestler posted to a social media account to deny the rumors that were floating around. He's rejected the attempt by director Rory Karp. To get Karpf to get him to appear in a piece. The reports began after Sports Illustrated piece on documentary interviewed Karpf, who said only people from the wrestling world that he wanted but failed to get were Steve Austin, Paul Heyman, and The Rock. The article never says The Rock turned down the offer and doesn't explain why, leaving open the possibility that scheduling issues or other things prevented the interview. Scheduling issues with The Rock? Big shocker there.
Yeah.
The guy is busy 24/7. Let's see. Some talent upset over Alberto El Patron getting private locker room. Okay.
Who cares?
Yeah. Why does anybody give a shit about Del Rio still? Like, what?
Yeah, we only care when he beat up Paige. That was the only time we did care.
So
who do you think you are? Steve Austin?
So, I am reading something. If you've been a long-time fan of WWE, then you probably realize there's always a chance of superstars coming back to the company once they have been released. Adam Rose was wished the best of luck in his future endeavors. Last year when you... Okay, blah, blah, blah. So Adam Rose dropped the Adam. It started going as... Okay.
We're going to... Was there anything else with that, or...?
No, I'm seeing if there's something about him coming back.
Okay. I'm going to... get to this wonderful, confusing story.
WWE boss Vince McMahon kicks SmackDown's Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn off of UK tour.
What does this tweet?
What?
What?
No, go ahead.
This looks like his tweet. Big news coming.
Ooh. Okay.
Wait. Did he tweet that while pooping?
Maybe, I don't know.
No!
I mean, no, it says hashtag poop. He did that while he was taking a shit.
Oh, God.
At the Rose shit. WWE boss Vince McMahon kicks SmackDown Live's Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn off of UK tour.
Yeah.
The pair were said to have been given the boot after unprofessional conduct and acts after SmackDown in Manchester. Okay.
See, I don't think that was... I think that was just a word to make them over.
Hold on a second. I gotta read it first, and then we can give our opinions. And yes. There were people that said that, but we'll... The duo are now believed to be on their way back to the United States after the call came to cut their time here following the SmackDown show in the UK. It has been claimed Owens, one of the WWE's biggest stars, and Zayn were going into business for themselves. The alleged infringement regards the on-camera work in which it could be fairly assumed they were going off script. Owens and Zayn appeared in the Manchester show last night. The pair were kicked off UK tour. Okay. We'll get to the part that happened. They interrupted a skit involving Shane and the New Day. Zayn told McMahon he wasn't cool and he probably should have never danced again. Owens had got involved and claimed there was nothing obviously untoward in the promo when Zayn lost his match to Kofi later on. However, they were supposed to take a beatdown by the end of the fight. And they didn't.
It looks instead, like Luke Harper and...
Instead, they...
Gimmick is done. Scrapped.
Shut up! I'm not done yet!
Oh, sorry.
I know! You know something? They need to do something with Luke Harper! As far as the other guy. What's his name?
Eric Rowan.
Yeah, fuck him. Yeah. So, Owens and Zayn just... cower out of the ring and run off. And apparently they were supposed to take a beat down, but...
They weren't doing it.
Their heels. They're supposed to run off.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you hear Impact went to Canada?
Shut up!
Dude. Not done yet.
Oh, sorry. God.
Fuck Impact. Actually, yeah, no, I did hear about that.
Did you hear they were offering jobs to people to be actors?
No, I didn't hear that.
That was really... Yeah.
Shut up! No.
Don't say it.
No, what is that?
What the fuck are you kicking me for?
Because you're the one that started it.
I did. See?
Shut up!
See? I'm such a ninja.
I know he was thinking it. That's why I said fuck.
He started it. You know what that sounds like? That sounds like, what is it? The whole, I don't understand this, though. What the fuck is
that? Says tweet.
Congratulations to my friend John Cena, who qualified for the Survivor Series fair and square. Go get them, Tiger Rusev. You know something? Oh. So we're always saying, this person needs to turn heel. Rusev needs to turn face. My God. He's needs to turn face for a long time.
Rusev is awesome. You don't watch Total Divas, do you? He's in a ring with Lana. He goes... You're doing it wrong! It was so funny.
They need to bring back Real Man's Man just for Rusev.
Yeah, Zaz got to go. He's a man. Such a man. Yeah, I didn't know. Yeah, being a Real Man's Man is squeezing orange juice and drinking it.
Yeah.
So, what's the topic for tonight?
Well, we were just talking about Owens and Zayn going into business for themselves. But that's not the topic. The topic is, what is up with the booking these days?
Yeah.
Oh, the booking. Horrible. Like, the ending of the matches are horrible, too.
Yes.
It's like, why do we need to see the Usos versus New Day for the 15th time?
Mm-hmm.
For the tag team titles?
And why do we need to see constant title changes?
Yes. Why can't we just see the match over with and go, wow, okay, cool.
I want to see a best out of 15 series with the Usos in the New Day. I'm not even a huge Uso fan, and they've had great matches.
Yeah. Usos always have great matches.
Yeah.
Yeah. And are they freeing up? Are they freeing up the New Day for the possibility that Reigns will be back in time for Survivor Series?
They said Roman Reigns will be back next week.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, but is he going to be ready, or do they still have to give him time for recovery? No, they have to run the Usos, or not the Usos, but the New Day versus the Shield. Because the Shield ain't doing shit now.
No.
No.
Because originally we thought they would be taking on the Usos, but that got scrapped.
WWE just scrapped everybody that was in there. They should just put a battle royal with everybody that's
the scrapped in. Battle royal.
Yes.
Be like everybody that got screwed out of their storylines because Brock Lesnar wanted a money match, or like, oh, this person got, or like, oh, you know what? We're just going to change things up, just like TLC. You know, the element of surprise.
Yeah. And the end of the match, Jinder Mahal wins saying, I am champion.
No, you know something? I was thinking, yeah. I thought that if they really wanted to do something with Jinder, they could have just put him on the Survivor Series team.
No.
And actually, yeah. Like, it's like, Jinder, you know what? Things worked out for you. You want to know why? Because eventually you're going to be a two-time WWE champion.
Mm-hmm.
You had a really good match with AJ, and, I mean, that's not difficult to do. Has there been anybody that's actually had a bad match with AJ where you're like, man, this match sucks? Which one?
Who?
It was a guy named... I'm thinking... What was that horrible match he did?
Was it the one against MVP? No, he never had a match with him.
No, he never wrestled MVP.
I think it was the horrible match he had a match with. I don't know. I can't
think. Yeah, you just coming up with bullshit.
Oh wait, yeah, it was Samoa Joe. It was a horrible match. It's a craftful match. They're like coding on things, and I'm like, it's kind of
Ultimate X.
Yeah, Ultimate X.
What?
It's like Ultimate X part. It's like, but there's them holding on, and then they're like fighting on this top.
That was Rhino. That wasn't Joe. That was Rhino.
Okay, yeah. So he had a really bad matchup against Rhino.
No, it wasn't Rhino. It was Joe. Rhino wasn't there.
Is it TNA or WWE?
TNA.
Yeah, Rhino was in TNA at the time.
No, not then. Rhino wasn't there. It was Joe.
I don't think it was Joe.
It was Joe, dude.
Okay, so...
Yeah, whatever, I'm not getting no stupid-ass argument with this.
We will.
Oh, my God.
Where are we going with this?
Weird booking.
Yeah, so I think right after TLC that Vince just lost his mind even more.
Yeah.
He was like, you know what? We're just gonna burn everything to the ground. Ah! Like, what the hell was it? It was, no, Jinder should have been on the SmackDown team, so he could have just been like, you know what? You could be the winner. Like, whatever. You know? Having Shane and Angle on the team, so that'll be fun, because once again, like, they can get their spots in a multi-man match and not expose themselves, so... Even though, well, no, I can't even say like Angle be exposing himself. He's still really good. So.
Yeah.
Hell, he's probably in better shape now since he's not like wrestling as much.
Yeah.
I think you're wrong. I can't find any matches with him. Okay, you win. There was no matches.
Shut up! We're past that part now.
Yeah. We've let that go.
Okay, Styles versus Sting. That was horrible.
Styles versus Sting.
Yeah, that was horrible. Good it was match 18 minutes.
That was a good first Sting match.
Alright.
That was a horrible Sting match.
That was a horrible Styles match.
That one, not really. I don't know. I really can't find a bad match of Styles. Damn! I was trying to be like a...
You're trying to be a dick.
Yeah, I was trying to be a dick.
You're like, I'm going to find one, damn it.
Yeah.
You know what? I want to get commentary from my friend Joe, the one that lives down the beach, when... With Brock versus AJ. Those two are his least favorite wrestlers in the world. Because he says... Because he goes... Fuck Brock Lesnar. All he does... He just has one fucking move. And I invented the 187. And I said... Okay. back in the day when Lesnar was, when he started doing the F5 or what, or, okay, started doing the F5, he always did it. Mm-hmm. And, Joe used to backyard wrestle.
Yeah.
And, like, one of the moves that he did was a fireman's carry flip over into, like, a DDT.
Oh.
And he, and, like, so I immediately knew when I saw Lesnar wrestle, like, when he had his debut or whatever.
Yeah, he did the F5.
And he did that, I said,
aw. Oh shit.
I was like, he's gonna be so pissed.
Is that why he doesn't like him?
To start out with, after a while, like, okay, so during the SummerSlam match when Cena got dumped like 16 times or whatever.
That was funny.
And he was like, he was one of the few people that said, dude, this is stupid. And I said, why? It was almost like wrestling porn. It was like, I can't believe this is happening. Yeah. Like, you know? But then he was like, yeah, but if he keeps doing it, it's like, I can kind of see what you're talking about now, because now it is kind of bullshit. Except for the four-way SummerSlam match, because I still love that match. But, like, all the other matches have been bullshit. Like, his Joe match and the one against Braun. Like, I'm like, they're really running their course with Brock right now. Hopefully, I think their whole thought is that by the time Roman does beat him, everybody will be like, Thank you, Roman, for beating him. And Vince is like, I got you guys all along. So
I'll still boo him.
And guess what? People are still going to boo Roman.
Yeah, regardless.
And then Brock's going to be like, contract extension, bitches.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it was funny at WrestleMania when he suplexed Roman so many times. It was fun.
Oh, but the other thing with Styles, Joe has always hated Styles. He's just... Everybody's always got that one wrestler where they're always like, I don't even know why I hate this guy. I just do. Like, my other friend Joe, he always hated Kevin Owens. He actually hated him, like, it was way back, the first time we saw him at a Ring of Honor show.
Oh.
And he was still Steen. And, like, back then he was like...
Dude, what a dick.
Still Canadian?
He just didn't like him. He was just like, fuck this guy. And then, like, later on when, when found out that he was going to be in WWE, he's like, Kevin Owens? We actually know a guy named Kevin Owens, so it made it that much more amusing. Because he was like, oh, what the fuck, and we hate this guy too. Like, but with Joe, when he was talking about Styles, he was like, he's just a springboarding, flippity, floppity fruit bag. Like, he just... 90% of his offense is springboards, man. And he keeps killing people with the Styles Clash. Oh, wait a second. It's the other person's fault because of the way that they tuck their head in. You're not supposed to do that. You know something, though? You ever see the times where he does do a Styles Clash where, like, when he jumps up in the air, the dude's head is, like, literally touching the ground?
Yeah.
It's like, pull him up a little bit higher. They're probably like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Like, and then Styles is like, not my fault, not my fault. You need to take the move better.
Yeah.
Although you notice that in WWE, he's like, I can't fuck up my move.
Yeah.
Because if I fuck up my move even once, even if it's the other person's fault, it's going to get banned. That's why I could have killed Ellsworth when he almost killed himself.
Yeah.
It's like, damn you, Ellsworth. And remember after that was like, what, the last time that they actually had a match?
Yeah. So.
He's like, never again, get this guy away from me.
Yeah.
So, next week, we'll talk about the league standings.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I wanted to push it out a little bit more. So, it'll be like, getting ready for the next show. So, we have everything ready.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm trying to do?
Yeah. I'm just trying to think if there was any other weird booking stories. There was like maybe one or two, and they were like, okay, let's talk about something else. Let's move things along. Actually, you know what?
We can talk about booking because, like,
we could do that anytime, actually. Yeah. So, Dusty approves.
See. Yeah. Dusty always approves.
Yeah.
So
we should bring everybody in here and go, oh, it's Dusty, it's Snakin'.
So on the social media front. Okay, so we've decided to keep the, I don't even know if this is the Americanized version. Okay, whatever. We got it spelled wrong. We're going to keep it the same. But you did add pro wrestling discussion, so people, when they actually do search it, they will see that it's a wrestling page.
Yeah. I thought about that. It was the first thing that came to mind. I was looking around, and I saw this one page says pro wrestling thing, and I'm like...
We should call it the pro wrestling discussion / meme page. We're not even going to get into that. This is a funny joke, says who? It's kind of stupid.
See, I brought them in, but they do have some good stuff once in a while. And then they have some bad stuff, and you're like,
I think the only ones that I really like are the animated GIF ones or whatever, where it's like, yes, put a smiley face if you like this variation of this move. Put the angry face if you like the jackknife. Like, or, you know, I'm like, okay, I can answer this. But the ones like, what the hell is it? It was like, you know something? I could look down a list and just be like, what the fuck is this? Like, it won't take that long. Because Chad is our hookup. Yeah. Not Chad LeBlanc. The other Chad.
Yeah.
Chad, our number two fan. Is he still our number two fan?
I don't know.
Because remember when we called him our number one fan? Our number one fan got angry.
Yeah. He hasn't listened to it either.
Yeah.
A little bit upset.
Yeah. I love the fact, though, that when the one dude that, like, made this banner, like, apparently he doesn't know what Insecure is. We actually overcame all the grammar Nazis. We don't have any grammar Nazis in our group. They don't give a shit. What the hell is this? Where is my shit? Okay, you know what? Oh, that's why. Because I actually went under the first one, not the second one. Pro wrestling discussions. There we go. We need to get rid of that one page.
Yes, we do.
Very soon. So, unless somebody wants to... Okay. Why you got... I still don't know why you got that.
That's Tony Atlas.
Tony Atlas.
I couldn't think of his name.
Okay, it's... Oh, yeah. George, Paul Marino, the master of the hashtag pretty much. Every single time he puts up anything, he says pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. See? Here it is. Oh, wait. Jamak put that one. It was the, which variation of suplex? That was a really sick one from Taz. What was Taz's homoerotic fixation with dumping people on their like top of their foreheads?
That wasn't big.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got I'm not gonna find it because George is going
pretty much.
Oh yeah. When The one with Gail Kim on here when Joe was like, Gail Kim was a sloppy wrestler. He used to make so much fun of Gail Kim back when she first debuted. Like, there would be this time where we would be wrestling, we'd be like, you know, fucking around or whatever. And like, I didn't like taking hits. I just don't. So he would try to go for a swing, and I would like, a mile away, and he'd be like, dude, who are you, Gail Kim? I'm not even close to you, and you're selling it. Like... When you realize Taco Bell for dinner was a bad idea. Taco Bell for dinner is an awesome idea.
Except for me. Thank you, Taco Bell, and I don't agree.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that cheese quesadilla.
Sorry about that. I'm not a Taco Bell person. Gets me sick all the time.
Pretty much.
Have you ever had El Diablo?
No.
Oh, God.
I used to pull today. I wouldn't mind going to El Diablo.
I love that place. It's so awesome.
It's so amazing.
I had a friend of mine the other day, or not the other day, it was like maybe a couple, you know what, it was, yeah, you should know it, because I kept saying, let's go there, and like, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Steak and bacon and all that good stuff, how can you reject it? They have chicken there.
I know.
They got chicken. You can have your chicken.
Okay, I can have chicken, okay.
Yes.
Oh, they okay. The Grand Theft Auto one. Yeah, that's kind of funny.
But bask in my glory. Who the hell is that? Oh yeah, Keith Lee. Okay, wonderful.
That one's funny.
Oh, I get it. They deserve a push off of Hell in a Cell.
Grand Theft Push. But my favorite comment was Thomas.
Okay, that was good.
Emma, Thomas Ball once said, Emma is pissed she didn't make the cover.
See.
She still starred the Woman's Revolution.
You know what? Actually...
I see what to hear more of this. I said, maybe. Hey, that's my line.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't get that.
It's Oasis or whatever.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see.
I said, oh, okay, I got it.
So one of the ideas was, are we still going to be doing a tournament for 2K18 online, in person, live streaming, commentary?
I think we're going to do that live. I think we're gonna do the people that run the page have their own thing. You know what I mean? The certain guys, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We'll come and have...
Are we going to have the Inzaguri, like, wrestling arena?
Yeah, we'll have
it. Is it going to be set up in the same sort of style as HOH?
Yes, all day. No, I think like a bunch of us will go and play the game. You know what I mean? We'll all hang out, but I want to do a tournament with people that are online. You know what I mean?
You know the only way that will make that will be fair though, is if you have a match, it has to be random characters.
No, my idea is everybody makes a creative character. Rules are, listen.
Go ahead.
You can't go past 85. If you go 85, you're eliminated.
That's stupid.
Because you have a friend that goes 99 every day.
No, he goes 100. See, he's the worst. But if everybody is 85, then...
We're all even, so...
I like the element of surprise, though. Like, you know, it'd be like, oh, awesome. I'm going to totally whoop your ass with Ellsworth. You know, I mean... Or no, you know what? The another idea with that. Well, that
we can.
You can experiment with that. But besides, you were the one that said, "Hey, everybody pick random," like, you know. And there was some funny matchups that way. But the other idea was that, okay, you're allowed. Like, if you don't like who you got, you're up to you can pick again, like once, like per matchup.
Watch them pick somebody to go. Oh, I wish I had the other guy.
Yeah. Like, oh, great. You know, I didn't want to be That's the thing, though. If you get anybody that's like Styles or Balor or John Cena or something,
take that.
You know, it'd be even better randomized, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, sweet, I guess we're gonna have a women's match.
Yeah. We'll figure out. We haven't put this stuff together. I'm just trying to see how many people will play.
I still like the live stream that we had though, when Jimac like dove through the table and you were like, it's over. It was like, wait a second, the match didn't end. It should have ended.
So, once again, like, I have ideas for a lot of things. But, like, oh, shit.
I have so many ideas, I don't even know where to start.
I know. Like, I had it in my head and then, boom, blanked out.
Stop playing with Dusty.
Oh, that sucks.
He's like, yeah, daddy.
But, literally, I... enjoy everybody that's here. But, like, I'm trying to remember what I was going to talk about.
Relax.
I know. But, dude, I love Inzaguri. I love everything about it.
You sound so tired right now.
I am tired.
You went from, like, being all like, yay, to, like, I love it.
I am tired. Yeah. I had to wake up earlier now. Just to pick up somebody to go to work.
Dang.
That sucks.
No, he's a good guy. I like him. I'm happy. It's not that far away. I just had to get up early. If I don't get up and pick him up, I will be late.
Yeah.
So. And, like, it's cool picking people up. I will help anybody if they need it.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm just tired.
Yeah. We're all tired.
So let's go over our social media pages. Okay, so we got the Facebook one, we got the Instagram one, we got Zello, Snapchat, the YouTube page that is no longer under construction. We just have one video, so we gotta get more up.
Yeah, I was hoping.
Get the outtakes and we gotta get that stuff. I'm sorry, I just cut you off there. I do want to set up on the PlayStation Network account for the live streaming once we actually do that, so that we can stream to the channel.
Okay.
If there's any results writers for the couple of people and the many, many bots that seemingly join every single time we upload a video, all of a sudden, so-and-so is following you. I'm like, that's awesome. So if I just upload, like, hundreds of, like, you know, or hundreds of clips or whatever, it's like, yay, we got 100 more followers.
Like, I was talking to you earlier. What if we go live on YouTube? And then take the clip.
If you people want us to go live, get us some more subscribers.
What if we go live and test it out?
Well, we tried to do Facebook Live before. That didn't work out too well.
No. But it's Facebook Live.
Yeah, there's more people actually on Facebook. They have no excuse because we'd be like, hey, you're watching us now, but I'm busy. You're on Facebook.
Yeah.
You're not busy.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. I want all of us to do this. You know how many people are friends with people who are wrestling fans on your page?
Yeah.
Facebook. So, InScore, you go right here, InScore. And then you go right here, share.
Mm-hmm.
Share the group info onto Facebook. And maybe people will start joining too. You know how many people you might get? We try to do that.
Okay, for the other pages that we're actually partnered up with, how often does our stuff get shared with them?
I don't think any.
What the fuck?
I know.
Yeah.
I think because I don't do anything on their page.
No. George is our social media guy.
Yes, he actually him is. And Rich. Him and Rich.
So get them on that. Yes. Hey, George, Rich. Help us out. Yeah. Look us up.
I know Rich wants to listen to the show, but he doesn't want to download the app onto his phone. So that's why I wanted the YouTube live.
You can listen on the computer. He doesn't want to download the app.
No.
Well, what the fuck?
So our promotion guy, Dave Keener, he's having fun telling people to join Instant Mori everywhere he goes.
Awesome.
So we're going up to HOH. So I'm hyped for this. You know what he says? My boy Mercury is wrestling. I'm like, yeah, I know. He's like, dude, I'm trying to get him back. I'm like, yeah, I might do that too.
We'll see if our boy Mr. Keener could get any of these wrestlers to do a shout out for our intro one of these days.
Yeah.
Because a couple of people, I need to get back to them. I only talked to them once. I have to start being a dick and being like, come on, guys! I don't mean to call them a dick, but I know they're awesome. So.
No, they're good people. They're, mm-hmm. I bet they're busy. And...
Yeah. No, they are. So.
We're dicks, so we're going to be dicks, you know what I mean? I literally want to see if everybody will go to the group info, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the group info, hit the share button, put it on Facebook, try to pass out.
My battery's dead right now, so I'll do it later.
Yeah, we'll do events.
That's what I'm saying. I know. I want to see if anybody else go, oh, wrestling bitch.
So, it sounds like that the three of us are, like, heavily medicated on cough syrup right now because we're getting sleepy.
Yeah.
I think that's it for this week. And,
It's NXT and, pay-per-views next week, right?
I think so.
One more week we got.
Yeah.
We got one more week?
Yeah.
One more week. Yay!
And then that's where, hold on, before we walk away.
We're not walking away, we're falling asleep.
Yeah.
So, it's not this Saturday, it's next.
Yeah, next Saturday.
Next Saturday we're going HOH.
I love how you're like, Dad said, you're like, you're going. You have to go.
Dude, no. I had to get everything ready for the 18th for NXT pay-per-view.
Are you booking everything? You got everything booked, ready to go?
Because I'm working the icon table.
Okay.
So, I'm working at one of the icon tables with my friend Justin. So, when everything's down, I'm going to see if I can get maybe whoever's at the table to do intro for Enzo Corey. That'd be awesome.
And then that person says, I have one request. You have to say Enziguri correctly. You have to write it correctly. Like, son of a bitch.
No, because there's two ways.
We don't say it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
They have the one way that WWE.com does. And then we got the one that Japanese do.
Yeah.
So I'm confused.
Those damn Japanese people.
So, I think they don't know how to spell it right because they have all them symbols.
And that's it for this week. Let's see. Rest in peace, Roy Halladay.
Yes.
Oh, dude, that was a sad, sad moment in life.
Yeah. It really sucks.
Rest in peace to Kevin Spacey's...
Career.
Yes.
Yeah. He's like, sexual assault, no. I'm gay! Bing! Like, just... It's like, I'm sorry, you're not gonna float that stuff away.
Charlie Sheen's in the news now because he had, he tried to molest Corey Helms. That's what they're saying.
I thought for a second you were about to say Corey Feldman. What the hell did he do now?
Charles Sheen said, I didn't fucking do shit.
That you know what that came out as? I didn't fuck a dude's shit. What a shitty.
So it looks like Tiger Blood's coming back.
Oh, God. Hashtag winning. This is Fran.
This is DB.
DWalk 316.
All right, guys. See you next week.
Man.
I'll see you guys later.
I'm walking out, too. Just wait for me. We can leave at the same time.